Inside Michigan Football is presented by
Meijer, your home store advantage for Michigan tailgating. And by the Pizza House, a slice of Chicago right here in Ann Arbor.
Now, let's go live to the Pizza House. Alongside head coach Jim Harbaugh, here's the voice of the Wolverines, Jim Brandstatter.
Hey, great to be with you. Got a responsive crowd here at the Pizza House tonight. Capacity, as always, for the Inside Michigan Football Radio Show with Coach Jim Harbaugh. Jim, good to have you here.
Hey, Jim.
How's everything going?
Good. You had an exciting weekend, eh?
I did, yeah. Got a big win over Indianapolis yesterday after a huge win over UCF on Saturday.
Well, that was exciting to watch Matt Stafford and the whole team. I mean, that was a gutsy, gritty win.
It was indeed. And one of your proteges, Andrew Luck, looked very good, didn't he?
He was on fire.
He was. I'll tell you, the second
half. Doing what he does.
Yeah. Well, you didn't listen to the game. You don't like listening to me broadcast anyway. You think I get on people too much. But I said at halftime, I said, you know, if I'm Pagano, I come out, I just let him go. Because at the end of the first half, he put a drive together where he was just awesome. And the second half, basically, that's what he did. And he got him back in the game and got him a win, almost a win right up until late.
Yeah, it was What a back and forth battle. It was a great football game to watch. You were right in the middle of it.
I was, and you're right in the middle of Indianapolis. You're on their Ring of Honor.
Yes, very proud of that.
That is so cool.
Yeah, that is. It is. I mean, almost don't know what to say. It's
okay.
I'm very proud of that.
I'm walking around and I look up.
What do you say to that?
I walk up and I look in that building. The Lucas Oil Stadium is beautiful anyway. So and I see Jim Harbaugh's name up there. I said, I just saw him last night, and his name is up on the thing. And in Deardorff's case, he's in two rings of honor.
That's impressive.
I know. And you know what? It's a rare thing. And this is a good trivia question.
He's probably in the Michigan Hall of Fame too.
He is. But here's the rare part. He's in two rings of honor. One of them, he never played in the stadium. And two, he never played for the team. Hmm. He's in the Ring of Honor in St. Louis, and the St. Louis Rams used to play there.
Mm-hmm.
And he only played for the Cardinals.
Right.
And the Cardinals have him in the Ring of Honor, but they're in Arizona, and he never played in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. But he's part of the franchise, the storied franchise of the Cardinals.
I know, but it's more fun.
It's a trivia question.
It's a trivia question. It's like... Who threw the
stumper.
Pitch? Who threw the pitch to Bobby Thompson?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, wow. You got me there. I used to know that.
Ralph?
Ralph Braggio. Ralph Brago.
Close, you're getting there. Come on, give me some more. Branca.
Branca.
There you go. Coach Harbaugh. All right.
Who was on deck?
Who was on deck after Bobby Thompson?
Yeah.
Who? I don't know that one.
Look that one up.
Well, you just can't. See, you can't do that. You can't just say, give a trivia question and not have the answer. That's just not right. You don't, do you know? I was going to say.
I think it's Willie Mays.
Who was it? I was going to say Gil McDougal. But Willie Mays is probably right.
I'm not 100% on that, but I'm not 100% right.
All right.
100% sure.
When we come back.
Anybody else know out there?
And who's on deck? And when Bobby Thompson hit the shot? Who was on deck? We don't have an answer. That's all right. We're going to move on, and we're going to talk onward, as Coach Harbaugh likes to say. We're going to move on. We're going to talk some football. When we come back, okay, we're going to talk to Coach Harbaugh about Michigan's 51-14 win over UCF. We're going to have him explain who Freddie P. Soft is. I don't know if you've ever met him, but Jim knows him. He doesn't like him. We're going to talk about Colorado, an unbeaten team coming in here. We're going to visit with defensive line coach Greg Madison. We'll talk with co-captain and defensive lineman Chris Wormley. We'll take your questions for Coach Harbaugh and our guests on @BrandyManCan on Twitter and from the audience here at the Pizza House. John Jansen joins us, and we're going to talk women's golf here at the University of Michigan with Jan Dowling. That's all coming up, so stay with us. It's Inside Michigan Football on the IMG Sports Network. Well, we're still working on who is on deck. We have one Willie Mays. We got another Wes Westrum. And hopefully before too long, somebody out there with
the internet.
Great,
I'm sure the internet here.
The internet. Somebody out there on the internet is going to call in and say, so-and-so was on deck. But right now we got two possibilities. We're going to talk with Coach Harbaugh. One of the things Coach and I were talking during the break, I was asking him, I said, anything on your mind, anything you want to talk about? Well, the internet has kind of exploded this week because Jim during the game with a camera on him, they were saying Jim
ate a booger.
Okay, thank you. I was trying to be more indelicate than that.
I have never eaten a booger in my entire life.
During Saturday's game.
It might look like that was what was happening, but I mean, you rub your nose and then you bite your fingernail. That's not eating a booger. There was no booger eaten.
You heard it here first from the source. There was no booger eating from Jim Harbaugh on Saturday at the UCF game. Clear the air.
For clarity here, yes. You know, for the record, I have never eaten a booger in my entire life.
There you have it. All those people on the internet, you heard it here from the boss. Never. Now, here's the other guy. Today at your press conference, you talked about a guy named Freddie P. Soft.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Freddie P. Soft?
He's public enemy number one for anybody who's on a football team. He's a four-inch fellow that wears a cape. He has a hat with a plume feather that comes out of it. And he's just tall enough to stand right on your shoulder, talk directly into your ear, and tell you that you don't have to give it your very best today. You know, take a day off. Take a knee today. You know, you're not properly rested. You're not properly hydrated. Go over, sit in the shade, relax. Same guy that you know, that talks to everybody in every other profession, too. You know, you don't have to do that. People have been unfair to you. They've treated you wrong. You know, you have too big of a burden to carry. You can't possibly be expected to come through today.
Yeah.
Take it off.
Don't go to work.
Yeah, you got to get rid of him. You got to knock him off your shoulder. If anybody even reports the presence of Freddie P. Soft, Frederick Soft, Frederick P. Soft, goes by a lot of those different names, you got to get him out.
He is not allowed.
No.
Inside Schembechler Hall.
No, if he's spotted, alert us, and we will secure the perimeter, get him out of here.
Good things, though. Let's talk good things, because that's not a good guy, Freddie P. But there is a good guy named Wilton Speight. Player of the week offensively in the Big Ten this week, following
right.
his performance, 25 of 37, four touchdowns, no interceptions. We talked about Wilton last week. He's getting better and better, and this week he gets rewarded with that player of the week in the Big Ten.
Yeah, that was, you know, we're always happy for the other guy's success, and, you know, Wilton had a great game. You know, he got to throw under some duress, too, had some people in his face. He had to move out of the pocket. He made a couple really smart plays, but, you know, the number that, I don't know if you mentioned it, but he completed 77% of his passes, and I believe he threw it. What, 34 times? Or
37.
37 times?
25 of 37.
Well, and, you know, you hate to be negative, but there were three drops in there, too. And
two by Jake Butt, which is impossible,
you know,
right?
It's a fact. But the thing I think, you know, what Wilton would tell you, too, is that, I mean, he has three really top-level receivers to throw to in Jake Butt, in J.U. Chesson, and Mara Darboe. Those three, when they're singled up, they're in man coverage with no safety help. I mean, there is a good chance that they're gonna win, and they did. They did several times during the game on Saturday.
And I know the other thing you like, because it's the measure of a quarterback when you're under duress, when you got a guy hanging on, to have that calmness, that ability to just look, find a guy, and get the ball out there accurately. That's pretty big stuff for a youngster who's really making only his second start in Big Ten football.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's a great opportunity for a quarterback. You know, a lot of people, you know, talk about, you've heard the comments about quarterbacks that, you know, they don't get hit, or they should, you know, the linemen. What do you linemen say about quarterbacks?
We can't say that publicly on the radio.
But it's that opportunity for a quarterback to show how tough he is, to stand in the face of a oncoming rush and deliver a ball when you know you're going to take a hit and do it accurately. I mean, and like it's like they're not even there.
Well, I shouldn't say that, because offensive linemen know quarterbacks get in real vulnerable positions back there when they're throwing the ball. And some of these defensive guys will take shots at them. And the worst feeling an offensive lineman has is when you've missed a guy and that quarterback takes a shot.
Yeah,
and that's awful when you're an offensive lineman.
Yeah, well, you get some defensive players that complain that there's rules protecting the quarterback and things like that, and you can't hit them and this and that, but you can. They get hit in football games, and they're all tough guys who who play that position. And when you play that position, it's great to show be able to show your toughness in a football game. And I thought Wilton Spate did a great job of showing that.
What about your running game? Some people were talking about the running game not being as effective as maybe they'd like it to be, but you pointed out after the game, and again today in your press conference, look, sometimes the other guys line up with 8-9 guys in the box, and if you don't take advantage of that going over the top, which you did through the passing game with Wilton's numbers, you're not taking advantage or being the proper coach and allowing your kids to succeed properly.
Well, we still rushed for over 120, 125 yards, picked up critical fourth downs on the ground, and the running game served to set up the play action pass the entire game. And, I felt we got the job done up front, both the offensive line and the defensive line.
As a matter of fact, one of the guys you pointed out was Mason Cole. You thought he was outstanding against UCF.
Terrific game. There's times that you're asking your linemen to get movement up front, to get inches. And there was times that Mason was moving guys' feet. So we were very pleased with the way he played.
Michigan gets the win 51-14 over UCF. They get Colorado coming up this week. We'll tell you about that a little bit later. In the meantime, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with Coach Harbaugh. This is Inside Michigan Football on the IMG Sports Network.